On January 14th, in the waning days of the Bush administration, Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General Stephen G. Bradbury issued an opinion that an old memorandum regarding the use of the polygraph machine in the executive branch had no legal standing. The memo was penned by President Lyndon Johnson, who forbid his staff from using the machine in employment and personnel investigations. He said, quote, "I am convinced that action is necessary to prevent unwarranted intrusions into the privacy of individuals. But we long to intrude, and technology joined the effort in 1913 when a Harvard psychology student named William Moulton Marston used systolic blood pressure as a form of lie detection. Incidentally, he also invented the DC Comics character Wonder Woman, whose magic lasso had the power to force anyone encircled by it to tell the truth. Wonder Woman! Wonder Woman! Her lasso probably worked better. A 2003 report by the National Academy of Sciences found that though polygraph tests work better than random chance, they should not be relied upon for screening security personnel. The NAS also suggested that it's the polygraph's mystique rather than its scientific foundation that accounts for much of its success. That may be why Jerry Seinfeld failed the test he took to prove to his girlfriend that he'd never watched Melrose Place.
What's your name?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Did Billy sleep with Alice's best friend?
I don't know.
Did Jane's fiancé kidnap Sydney and take her to Las Vegas? And if so, did she enjoy it?
Yes! Yes, that stupid idiot! He left her for Kimberly! He's up with her sister!
Jennifer Mnookin is a professor of law at the University of California in Los Angeles. She told us back in 2006 that the courts have almost uniformly rejected the testimony of the polygraph. Still, we feel the allure of a lie detector, even though stone-cold liars like the real-life spy Aldrich Ames or crazy people can often find their way around it.
Psychopaths will be precisely the ones who can beat the machine. And certainly in the NAS report about the polygraph, which mostly focused on the employment and security setting, pointed out that if anyone's going to have the incentive to study how to beat the machine, it's going to be people engaged in treason and deceit. But, you know, it's still widely used as an interrogation technique by the FBI, by local police departments. And interestingly, they don't want it to be admitted into evidence, because if it were to be regularly admitted by courts, they'd have to answer to legal standards. Now they can choose how to administer the tests, and in the words of one FBI polygraph expert to me, it's a confession-producing machine.
Well, explain how it's used in that context then.
I think a big part of it is about making the suspect believe in the machine. And once the suspect believes in it, then often, whether or not the machine works, they make the decision to confess, to tell the truth. You know, there's apocryphal stories about sometimes police investigators using other machines, claiming that they're lie detectors and psyching the suspect into believing that the machine will be able to see whether the suspect is telling the truth.
You've written about how 40s crime films began to reinforce this myth of infallibility. And you talk about a movie called Call Northside 777, starring Jimmy Stewart, in which the polygraph decides a case.
Keep away from Keeler and that lie detector.
I'm not afraid of it.
That's what I said. I was a cinch. Then they talked me into going up against that box.
Well, what happened?
What do you mean, what happened? I'm doing life, ain't I?
The polygraph test is set up in the film as a virtually infallible truth-telling device. And interestingly, in the movie, they had Leonard Keeler, who was one of the inventors of the polygraph, play himself to give it a certain kind of verisimilitude. Depictions like that in the film had cultural effects that would lead people to have ever more belief in it.
Would you be willing to take a lie detector test? Mr. McNeil, for 11 years, I've been waiting for a chance to get at that box. You know what you're up against? If it turns out bad, you're cooked. I'll take the test.
The media love to report when polygraphs are being used. Scott Peterson took it in connection with his wife's murder. The Ramseys took it in connection with the JonBenet Ramsey case. Do you think that news outlets generally are sufficiently skeptical about the polygraph?
Well, I think you are right that suspects sometimes wield their willingness to take it as itself a mark of innocence. And that itself, regardless of what the machine ends up showing, reveals something about my belief in my own honesty.
Jennifer Mnookin is a professor of law at the University of California, Los Angeles.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.